Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Black Ops, The Life of the CIA Shadow Warrior is a memoir by former CIA Operations Officer Rick Prado that traces a career spent in the most demanding corners of U.S. intelligence work. Framed as an account of how a young immigrant built an American life and then moved into clandestine service, the book blends personal history with a practical look at the realities of field operations. Prado describes the discipline, improvisation, and risk management that underlie high-stakes missions, while also addressing the psychological and ethical weight carried by those who operate in secrecy. Readers can expect an insider perspective on tradecraft, leadership, and crisis decision-making presented through the lens of real-world assignments and the evolution of U.S. counterterrorism efforts. Alongside operational episodes, the memoir emphasizes resilience, loyalty, and the cost of service to families and teammates. The result is both an adventure narrative and a study in what it takes to perform under pressure when failure is not an option. I will give you key takeaways from this book firstly. From immigrant roots to the intelligence world, a core thread of the memoir is transformation, how personal background, early hardship, and the drive to belong can shape an operator who thrives in ambiguity. Prado's life story highlights the formative value of adaptation, reading people quickly, and learning systems from the inside, skills that later translate into clandestine work. The narrative connects identity and motivation to performance, showing how a sense of mission is often built long before a person enters government service. This topic also clarifies that intelligence careers are not accidental. They are the result of deliberate choices, mentorship, and a willingness to accept uncertainty as normal. The book illustrates how trust is earned through consistency and competence rather than titles, and how early experiences can create an emotional tolerance for risk without eliminating fear. For readers, the practical takeaway is that high-performance careers are often grounded in ordinary habits, discipline, preparation, humility about what you do not know, and an ability to navigate different cultures and social environments. The memoir uses personal milestones to explain how character is tested repeatedly and how resilience is built by responding to setbacks with learning rather than pride. Secondly, tradecraft and the reality behind covert operations. Another major focus is demystifying what covert work actually involves. Instead of treating operations like movie set pieces, the book emphasizes preparation, patience, and detail management. Tradecraft appears as a set of repeatable behaviors, assessing sources, maintaining cover, communicating securely, planning for contingencies, and staying alert to surveillance and compromise. The memoir also stresses that success often depends on small decisions made correctly over time, not a single heroic act. Readers gain an appreciation for how relationships are built and protected, why operational security matters in mundane moments, and how mistakes can cascade when ego overrides process. This topic brings attention to the quiet, administrative side of clandestine work as well, including coordination, documentation, and the constant balancing of mission needs against legal and policy constraints. The practical value lies in the mindset: operate with clear objectives, verify assumptions, and design plans that can survive friction. Even outside intelligence, these lessons translate to project leadership, negotiations, and any situation where stakes are high and information is incomplete. Thirdly, leadership under pressure and team-based risk. The memoir repeatedly returns to leadership as a field skill rather than a job description. Prado's experiences underscore that leadership in dangerous environments is built on credibility, calm communication, and an ability to make decisions while protecting teammates. Rather than romanticizing lone wolf competence, the book highlights how operations are collective efforts involving case officers, analysts, technical specialists, local partners, and headquarters support. This topic explores how leaders create clarity when time is short, how they set standards, and how they manage the emotional temperature of a team confronting fear, fatigue, and moral injury. The narrative also illustrates the concept of shared risk. One person's lapse can endanger many, so accountability must be both firm and fair. Readers can extract actionable ideas about building trust quickly, running briefings that surface problems early, and creating a culture where people speak up before small issues become crises. The book also shows that empathy is not softness in these environments. It is a performance tool that keeps teams cohesive, reduces preventable errors, and helps people recover after traumatic events. Fourthly, counterterrorism missions and a shifting global landscape. Black Ops is also a window into how the mission set of U.S. intelligence changed as global threats evolved. Prado's account places personal operations within broader counterterrorism demands, where speed, coordination, and rapid learning become essential. This topic explains how organizations adapt to new adversaries, new theaters, and new political constraints, often while operating with limited visibility and public understanding. The memoir conveys the complexity of working with partner services and local assets, where goals may align partially but never perfectly. It also emphasizes that counterterrorism work is as much about preventing future harm as it is about responding to immediate danger, which requires long-time horizons, careful prioritization, and constant reassessment. For readers, the benefit is a grounded understanding of why intelligence decisions can appear opaque from the outside and why outcomes are rarely clean. The book encourages thinking in terms of trade-offs, speed versus certainty, secrecy versus coordination, and tactical wins versus strategic consequences. That perspective can deepen a reader's ability to evaluate national security news and understand the human work behind policy headlines. Lastly, the personal cost of secrecy, service, and survival, beyond missions, the memoir gives sustained attention to what secrecy does to a person and their family. Operating in the shadows can mean limited acknowledgement, constrained honesty with loved ones, and an ongoing tension between professional identity and private life. This topic addresses the emotional load carried by people who must compartmentalize experiences that would be hard to share even if they were unclassified. The narrative highlights stress, grief, and the aftereffects of high-consequence work, while also showing how purpose, camaraderie, and disciplined routines can help someone endure. The memoir suggests that resilience is not a fixed trait but a practice supported by relationships, mentorship, and an ability to reflect on mistakes without being consumed by them. For readers outside government service, the relevance is still strong. Many professions require confidentiality, crisis management, and emotional control. The book's human dimension invites readers to consider boundaries, mental fitness, and the importance of support networks. It also reinforces that courage is often quiet, expressed through consistency, responsibility, and the willingness to keep showing up despite invisible burdens. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy intelligence history, modern military and national security nonfiction, and memoirs that blend personal journey with professional craft. It will also appeal to leaders, managers, and students interested in decision-making under pressure because the narrative repeatedly shows how preparation, teamwork, and disciplined risk assessment determine outcomes. The main benefit to a reader's life is the mindset it models: stay mission-focused, manage fear without denying it, and build trust through competence and integrity. Even in everyday settings, those principles can improve how you handle conflict, uncertainty, and high-stakes responsibilities. Compared with many books in the espionage genre that lean heavily on broad history or sensationalized action, this memoir offers a practical view of the human and organizational mechanics behind covert work. It stands out by connecting tradecraft and leadership to lived experience, while acknowledging personal costs instead of treating danger as entertainment. If you want a grounded, experiential perspective on how complex missions are planned and executed, and what service demands from the people who do it, it is a strong purchase that delivers both story and usable lessons. If you would like to support Rick Prado, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.